Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Maris Necha Gittel, Bas Rachel Esther, and Gil Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel, and Maris Hena Miriam Bas Chana, they should have Rachel Vatzlacha, B'chol Maaseh Yedeim. We're basing this on a shir given by Mori V'Rabbi, the Tone the Rebbe Shlita, Parashas Korach, Tovshin Ayin. It says, Vayichar L'moshe Me'od, Vayomer El Hashem, Al Tefin Al Menchasim Lo Chamaram Echad Mehem Nasasi Vlo Ariosi Es Echad Mehem. We have the Achlokes of Korach Vadoso against Moshe Rabbeinu, and it says Vayichar LaMoshe Meo Tezayin Tezvov. We'll see what that means in Rashi. And he said to Hashem, don't turn to their Mincha. I didn't take one donkey of theirs, and I didn't do evil to any of them. Vayichar LaMoshe Meo Nitzar Ad Lemod. He had a lot of tzar. That's what Vayichar means. He had a lot of anguish. Al Tefin Al Menchasim. Rashi quotes the Medrash that says, I know they have a chelek in the Tamidei Tzibur, the Tamidim of the congregation, but their chelek shouldn't be accepted before you. Let the fire leave it and not consume it. Lo chamor achad mehem nasasi, says Rashi. I didn't take one of their donkeys. Even when I went from Midian to Mitzrayim and I put my wife and children on the donkey, I didn't take one of theirs. I only took my own. So we have a number of diyukim in Rashi. Number one, why does Rashi translate Vayichar as tsar, nitzarti? Vayichar is usually anger. Talk about charon af. Like Rashi says in Parshas B'shal, Tezvav Ches, Uruch HaPecha Ner Mumayim, Rashi says when someone gets angry, hot air comes out of his nose, like in the cartoons. You know, someone's angry, you see air coming out of his nose, smoke coming out of his nose. Ola Oshen Ba'apo Shtait Nishmul Beis, Chav Beis Tes. Smoke came up in his nose. Rashi says, smoke comes out of your nose and you get angry. And that's Lashon Charon Af. That hot air comes out of a person's nose. So why is Rashi here saying the word that Charon is Tsar? Charon is anger. And it's Siv. And in the Sefer Likutei Huda, they're mechalek between Charon and Charon Af. But after all is said and done, it's rare to say that Charon means Tsar. Rashi is basing himself on a Medrash. The Medrash says, "Vayichal Moshe od nitzdar lachada." He was very, very anguished. And the Medrash brings a mashal of a person who's just arguing with his friend. If his friend answers, very good. And if he ignores him, if he doesn't answer, he has a lot of tzar. But Rashi omitted the second part, the mashal. He just explains nitzdar, but he didn't say the mashal of the Medrash. That's very strange. Medrash gives a mashal. You're talking to somebody, they don't answer you. It's very painful. So Pashtus of Rashi is because Moshe Rabbeinu had this tzar because Dosan and Aviram spoke b'chutzpah. Ad ki eli sanu meretz avas chalob dvash lamisena b'midbar ki tistarer lenu gam istarer. They said, what, did you take us out of a... You took us out of a land of milk and honey to kill us in the Midbar. Mitzrayim is a land of milk and honey. What did you take us out of that wonderful land for? To die in the Midbar. Now you're also going to rule over us. You didn't bring us to Eretz Yisrael. You didn't bring us. You didn't bring us into a land of milk, flowing with milk and honey. You can knock out their eyes, we're not going up. So it's not like the Medrash said they didn't answer. They answered, but with chutzpah. What's pshat in the Medrash? What's pshat in Rashi that they didn't copy what the Medrash says? So he Ravenu Avadim Bratanur and his Sefer Amar Nakal, and Rashi writes, they answered him, but it wasn't a real answer. It was just to start up with him. So we'll see more about that later. We also have to understand what Rashi means when he says that Chelkom Loikubul Fnecha, their portion in the Korban Tzibur, won't be accepted before you. Why not? What's the Mida Keneged Mida of the Chelik of Nadav and Avim not being accepted in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Korban Tzibur and their Aveir? Another kash, it says, Rashi says, I didn't take any of your donkeys. Even when I was going from Midian to Mitzrayim, I put my wife and the sons on the donkey, and I could have taken yours, but I didn't. I took my own. First of all, if Moshe Rabbeinu had his own donkey, why wouldn't he take his own? What's the big deal that he didn't take his own? Of course he's going to take his own. Not only that, but Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Mitzrayim. He wanted to be with his brothers. So why would he take their donkey? For himself, he also wanted to go. Also it says, Lo harayosi esachad me, I didn't do evil to any of them. That's the great shevach of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he didn't do rad anybody. So we're going to quote a Sfas Emes, which I have to admit I don't fully understand, but that'll be one of the Yesodos, and then we'll answer the Kashas in Mitzvah Hashem. Sfas Emes in Tafri Samach Dalet writes, this is the long shtickle, this is just a piece, you can look it up yourself. Vayikach Korach, what does it mean? Vayikach la'atzmo, she'achacham la'atzmo, he's a chacham to himself. He was a wise guy. He took Reish Nun Ish, took the 250 men, he put Talisa Shekulam Tcheles. Kadosh Baruch Hu likes tcheles more than he likes an entire garment of tcheles, because that one string of tcheles, that shows that you have one little bit of the light, and another person has another string of tchelis, a little bit of light, and all of the tzibur is doing this mitzvah together. Everybody's putting in their own little piece, their own little piece of tchelis. But if it's a tal shetula tchelis, it means it's all me, it's all about me. I'm the holy man. Tchelis mashon tachlis. Tachlis is by me. No, one little chut, everybody has a little chut. Also mezuzah. You just have a little mezuzah on your Pesach. It's better than a bayis moli tzfar. Ki mitzvah set tzibur yola al kula. Also by korbanos tzibur. Everybody gives the same amount. You're not allowed to give more or less. Sheyad kulam shav, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu means. Is this vasem? Is al teifin al melchasa? She shar chelik shem l'fisha parshman atzmon tzibur. Their parshman atzibur. They don't deserve that their portion in the korban tzibur should be consumed by the fire. That's what it means in Shabbos. Paris sukkah shalom prusa ktana sheyer l'kol ish Yisrael chelik. Everybody has a chelik in the shalom of Shabbos. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes. When everyone has a chelik in a mitzvah, we're all united. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood, says Marva Rabbi Shlita, that the whole anhag of Dasan and Avirum is stemming from the shorish par rosh v'lan. They have this evil root in them of aniva afsiya. The whole world's about me, nobody else exists. The whole world revolves around my ritzonos. Dasan and Avirum only cared about themselves and everything. And that's what that's why they have caused so many problems. If you knock out their eyes, we're not going to go up. In other words, he said, even if you knock out our eyes, you're not going to go up. But they said, they don't want to be told of the klal on themselves. They want to be told of the klal on others, like Rashi writes. So that's the shorish of their ra. So they already didn't speak so nicely in Mitzrayim. They spoke lashon hara. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to run away. He almost was killed because of it. And Pitom, now they speak Lashon Nekiyah. They don't want to say, we're going to be cursed. They say, others. They don't want to be taller klal of atzma. And the reason is because they only care about themselves. And suddenly when it comes to themselves, then they're going to be taller klal than others. They're going to say, those people, you can knock out their eyes. And not me. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of tzar. Wasn't angry. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the Jews, like it says in the Sefer Ba'alos Chatzari Aleph, by Daber Hashem al Moshe v'Alan v'Tzav Bnei Yisrael, Shmos Vav Yud Gimel, Amar Lahem, Hayu Yodim Shesavanim v'Tarchanim Hem, Amenas Shetekabu Aleichem, Shemekalam Eschem V'Sokam Eschem Shino, God says to Moshe and Aaron, if you're going to be the leaders of the Jewish people, you should know they're going to cause you a lot of tzar. They're going to curse you. They're going to stone you. And Al Manas Ken, Moshe Rabbeinu accepted upon himself the leadership. So he understands they're going to be very difficult people. So he wasn't angry, but he had tzar that they only care about themselves. That caused Moshe Rabbeinu tzar. He understands that they're going to be difficult people. That's the tzar of Moshe. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lochamar me'echad nasasi, I didn't take one donkey. Because if I would have been thinking about my own needs, if I would have been selfish like you guys are, I would have found a reason to take a donkey. Even though I had my own donkey. Even though I was going for myself. But I didn't. Because it's not about me. Life isn't about me. Therefore, I took my own donkey, even though I would have had 100 reasons to take a donkey of Klal Yisrael, so and other people. But I don't live for myself like you guys do. That's what the Medrash says. They didn't answer. What do you mean they didn't answer? They did answer. They didn't answer. And the Taina, that they only care about themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to speak to them. They didn't want to answer back. They didn't want to have a regular conversation. They didn't want to say Dvarim Shel Tam. They just were Machari from the Gadef. They said, Lo Nale. Like Rabbeinu Avadiyah Bartanur says. They didn't really give him an answer. They just pushed him away like that with chutzpah. So that's what the Medrash means. Rashi omits the Medrash. Because the whole Shoresh was Einod Movadi, so Rashi wanted to emphasize that Moshe had Tsar. What was Moshe's Tsar? Moshe's Tsar was that they only care about themselves, not that they didn't answer him. According to the Medrash, the Tsar was they didn't answer him properly. And the reason they didn't answer him was because they didn't answer him. The Medrash says they didn't answer him, even though the Pasuk says they did answer him. The Medrash says they didn't answer him because Moshe's taina was you guys are selfish. And that taina they didn't answer. They didn't give a good answer like the Bartanura says. But Rashi omitted the part of them not answering, because Rashi just wants to stress that Moshe had tsar, that they only cared about themselves. So they didn't answer Moshe's taina that they only care about themselves. That's the Medrash. And Rashi just says, Moshe was nitzar, vayichar. He wasn't angry. He knows that's what the Jews are like. But it causes him tzar, that people only care about themselves when he sees this meat. That you're right, they're going to be tarchanim. Nothing to get angry about. But to see people who call and care only about themselves, that caused Moshe Rabbeinu a lot of anguish. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lohari Yossi is a chad man. He's not saying, oh wow, look at how great I am. That I don't do evil to people. Of course, that's the derech of a manik. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that if I only cared about myself like you guys, then automatically, even if I wouldn't have done it on purpose, I would have done ra to others. That's the way of selfish people. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, Al tefen al minchasam. Don't turn to their mincha. Because they're in the world of Peruda. They're mafrid themselves from Klal Yisrael. So therefore they don't deserve when the carbon tzibur daika, specifically the carbon tzibur, is eaten up. They don't deserve to have a chelek in that carbon. Because they don't have a chelek in the tzibur, they only care about themselves. In the Sefer of the Ramami Pano, Sefer Gugulei Neshamos, it was pay. A little Kabbalah if you don't mind. It says that Dosan and Aviram were Mizgalgel in the Purim that Eliyahu HaNavi brought at Har HaKarmel. That was their tikkun. We all know the story. Eliyahu said to the people, I remained as a prophet, Melachim Aleph, the Chav Beis. I alone remained a prophet of the Lev Hashem, and the prophets of the Baal of 450 men. Let's be given two bulls. Let them choose one bull for themselves, cut it up and put it on the wood, but not apply fire. I'm going to do the same. You call out to the name of your gods, I'll call out to the name of my gods, and whoever God chooses. And they took the bull, they prepared it. It's interesting, the connection that in Parashas Korach also we see a test that Moshe Rabbeinu made to see who's chosen here also. And they were calling out to theirs and nothing happened, no fire came down, and then Eliyahu HaNavi starts making fun of them. Maybe he's talking God, or maybe he's pursuing enemies, maybe he's relieving himself, maybe he's shluffing. And he'll wake up soon, don't worry about it. And they call out with a loud voice, they start cutting themselves. Unbelievable, crazy. And then Eliyahu HaNavi takes 12 stones and fill jugs of water, pour them over the burnt offering and over the wood. A second time, a third time. There was water all over the place. And then Eliyahu HaNavi daven, and a fire comes down and consumes the carbon. So this is Dasam HaAvirim, where Megulgal, their neshamas were Gilgal into those parim. Why? Because they only cared about themselves. They didn't care about other people. And now they're most of themselves for Hashem. And through this Mesiris Nefesh, there's a Kiddush Hashem for the whole world. They cut up the bull, fire comes down, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. There's a Gevaldik Kiddush Hashem here. So Nedasim Avirim, finally we're or Mekayim the Kiddush Hashem, there was a tikkun. And we can go deeper, it says in the Medrash Rabban, Bamidbar Rabbah, Maaseh Parsha Chof Gimel, that the power of Eliyahu went with him, and the power for the Baal didn't want to go, couldn't move him. And Eliyahu Navi said, go. And then the power starts talking to Eliyahu, and he says, hey, me and the other power, we came out of one power, we grew up together. Why should he go to God and I'm going to go with the bad guys? To anger God? So Eliyahu Navi said, power, Altira, don't be afraid. Go. God's going to be miskadish no matter what. Through you also. And the power will agree to go. Eliyahu gave him the power. Also says in the Sefer Likutim, the Marachu, Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, Sharvi Parshas Korach, he doesn't vir miskadal with Shnei Parm, Shekuvim Eliyahu. Daki dosen haye yoser mi mutek me avirim velchein ala par gorl b'shem yizbarach amin avirim she yoser rosh l'shem b'ala b'gorl shal ha'pal. He goes weiter, dosen was the par that went to Hashem and avirim was the par that went to the Baal, because dosen was better, avirim was worse than dosen. So therefore avirim had to make a bigger kiddush Hashem, so he had to go with the Baal. That's not so gishmak. Much more gishmak to go for Hashem. Avira went with the Baal. That was his tikkun. It says in the Heilig Sefer, told us Yankiv Yosef, Parshas Pinchas, that in Parshas Atim Nitzavim is Merum is Dasan and Avira. And Pshat is that it says, that whenever it says Nitzim or Nitzavim, it means Dasan and Avira. So even though in Parshas Nitzavim they weren't alive, Moshe Rabbeinu was miskavim to elevate them. Because it says, Kuchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Rashechem Shifteichem Echod Eveitzecha Adshoiv Meimecha Achtus. And that shows their tikkun. This is their tikkun, to go everyone together. Kulchem lefnei Hashem elokeichem. They come from the Alma of the Peruda, the world of separation. And now they come together. So we all have a little bit sweetest friends of Dasan and Aviram in us. We all have a little bit of selfishness in us. And we have to uproot that. Sometimes even when we're doing mitzvahs, like the famous Bi'al Rebbe, Zechat Tzadik Livracha, Suskin and Alayni. He says sometimes a person is putting on his talus and he hits the other guy in the strings, with the strings in the face, and he hits him. That's what it means. You're chovel, chovel b'chaver. The Gemara says enos and mitzvahs chavilos, chavilos. Don't wound anybody. Don't hurt anybody when you do a mitzvah. Literally means don't make mitzvahs into packages. But don't hurt anybody when you're doing mitzvahs. In ruchnias and in gashmias, that we have to just uproot the selfishness. Lo'iyek akorach v'chadoso, and we should know we should be part of the klal and we should do mitzvahs with the klal. Feel a chelik of the klal, and not think about ourselves too much, and then we'll be zochem yet Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimotzienu mimaski nafshenu will take us out of this terrible jail called the I, the ego, and eventually we'll be zochem to be as gold tzedek b'meheir v'yameinu, amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest friend.